In Psalm 61, David the psalmist said, "Hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever, and I will trust in the shelter of your wings." If you're feeling overwhelmed today, do what David did. He just prayed, "Lord, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. You've been a shelter to me, and I will trust in the shelter of your wings." David understood the importance of running to the presence of God when his heart was overwhelmed. Lord, we choose to do that today. We choose to come into your presence in the shelter of your wings. We will abide. When my heart is overwhelmed, and it seems that all my hope is gone, that's when God steps in. Things that were impossible suddenly are possible again, and the miracle begins. Keep your eyes on Him till the storm passes over. He can calm the wind to a whisper with His word. Peace be still, hear the words of the Savior. All is well, keep your eyes on. Seasons come and seasons go, it makes no difference. All I need to know, God is in control. Through stormy winds and raging seas, He'll be there protecting you and me. God is in control. Keep your eyes on Him till the storm passes over. He can calm the wind to a whisper with His word. Peace be still, hear the words of the Savior. All is well, keep your eyes on Him. Well, God will always make a way. Miracles can happen, you'll see. Nothing is impossible if you just believe and keep your eyes on Him till the storm passes over. He can calm the wind to a whisper with His word. Peace be still, hear the words of the Savior. All is well, keep your eyes on Him. Oh yeah. Well, that is the key to keep your eyes on Jesus. I love the story in Matthew chapter 14. Jesus had just fed 5,000 people, and the disciples had been with them. And he, verse 22, he says, Jesus made, I like this, he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side. That's interesting to me that he knew there was going to be a storm, and yet he made them get into the boat and go to the other side. And sometimes I think the Lord directs us right into the middle of a storm. Why? Because he knows in the middle of the storm, we are going to cry out to him, and we're going to see him in the midst of the storm. Let me just read it. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up to the mountain to pray. And when evening came, he was alone praying. Meanwhile, the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It's a ghost." And they cried out for fear, but immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Do not be afraid." And I think many of you need to hear that today. In the middle of the storm, there is Jesus. The disciples saw him. He said, "Don't be afraid, it's me." And of course, Peter answered and said, "Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said, come on. And when Peter had come out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind was boisterous, he saw the wind and waves, he was afraid, he began to sink, and he cried out saying, "Lord, save me." And the Lord reached out his hand and picked him up. And he said, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind completely calmed down. And the disciples said, "Truly, this is the Son of God." And I want to encourage you today, whatever storm that you are facing, I want you to understand that Jesus is in the middle of the storm. And there is no storm that is too big that he cannot calm in your life today. Amen. Hide me now under your wings. Cover me within your mighty hand. 'Cause when the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are king over the flood, and I will be still and know you are God. Find rest, my soul, in Christ alone. In Christ alone, know his power in quietness and trust. 'Cause when the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are king over the flood, and I will be still and know you are God. Sing it. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are king. still and know you are God. I will be still and know you are God. I will be still.